Our goal is to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We work hard to get answers for our many callers. Here are a few of our favorite calls of the past year.
We need to get down to Lori and Mesa, huh?
Let's do it. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, no problem. We live in a home that was built in 1960. It's a block home.
Okay.
We've got new windows. We have a foam roof. It's a flat roof.
Okay.
And our next piece of the puzzle that we want to do is get the foam blown into the exterior walls, into the block. So we've had all the big companies out and given us bids.
Uh-huh.
One company in particular claims they don't use formaldehyde in their foam, and they are the most expensive company.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out if it's worth the extra money, if it's really a big deal, and if I need to be concerned about that.
Lori, I know exactly the company you're talking about. I'd be curious, do you have a computer, and have you been on our website?
Yes, and I have the company that you
recommend, Thermal Advantage. And I'll bet you, not knowing any more about what the job than you said, I'll bet you Thermal Advantage is about 30% less expensive.
I can tell you that already.
Yeah. Lori, you can't go wrong by giving Dennis a call at Thermal Advantage and have him do the job. The scare tactics the other contractors trying to use on you are just exactly that.
Okay. So their product, even though it's not that much different? Is it the formaldehyde is not an issue?
The first time I learned about formaldehyde was from Thermal Advantage, because I was trying to figure out why is it such a big deal. He's bragging that there's no formaldehyde in his product. I mean, he's never had formaldehyde in it.
Yeah.
If somebody's trying to tell you he's using something with formaldehyde, that's just not true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. You answered my question. I appreciate it.
How big a house do you have?
It's about 1,800 square feet, and we went through an extensive remodel last year, so this is kind of the last thing that we want to have done. And
you're really going to like it. It makes the house quieter, it'll make the house cleaner, and it does stabilize the temperature quite a bit. And I'll tell you what, Lori, I'll bet you I just saved you about $600 to $800.
Good. That's a good way to have a Saturday go.
So that's what you get for staying on hold for 15 minutes. I apologize you had to wait that long to get on air.
And that's just for the install price.
Yeah.
This is going to save
over the years on
energy conservation.
So yeah.
We appreciate the call, and thanks for checking with us.
I want to bring a caller in. Kevin is calling from Tucson. He'd actually like to visit with you.
Yes, good morning.
Hey.
I was spinning the dial, and I heard a familiar voice, and I said, that sounded like Shelby Hawkins, and it was. But I got to tell you something about Shelby. She's a wild lady. She's a pilot. She is not afraid of anything. But we've used her for 16 years for pest control, and I've had the same technician for all those 16 years,
wow,
which tells you something about her company. But I do have a question, but before I get to my question, I'll tell you that this summer, I was at my summer place in upstate New York, and I get a call that there's something wrong at my house. Well, long story short, Mama Raccoon somehow got in my home, had four baby raccoons
in the
walls of our home. So who did I call? I called Shelby Hawkins, five stars. And she sent out a posse, and she rescued the four little adorable raccoons and kept Mama Raccoon happy, so it doesn't get better than that. But here's my question. I know she uses a reverse osmosis, and I got to tell you the truth. I've heard her throw that term around. I don't even know what it means. And so far, I have not had a termite at the Lehman family home, so I'm grateful to her, but I'd love to hear that explanation.
Reverse osmosis, a technique more often affiliated with the water treatment industry, is a big part of what you're doing.
Yeah, and that's where Johnson Island came into play, because that's how I found out about the reverse osmosis water and using it for the termite program and the pest control program. So the island was very beneficial in many, many ways, but it actually gave me the most important and the final ingredient in the formulation for the patent. And it works extremely well. But I think what we'll do is we'll finish up on the story on Johnson, and I'll incorporate that at the reverse osmosis water into it, because that's where I found out about it and how well it worked.
So you show up on the island, and one of your first tasks is eliminate it of the rats, and then the mess hall is then like your second objective, and 5,000 square feet. I mean, when you were telling me the story, my skin was crawling.
Well, what happened is I just got on the island, and the mess hall manager came up to me and said, because of you people, I've never passed a health inspection, meaning as pest control people. And I go, okay, I can help you out with that. And he goes, look, lady, roaches, mess hall, and tropics go together. It's not going to happen. And I go, listen, keep that attitude. I really like it.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking more about how you solved the problem at the mess hall on Johnson Island. Man, when you hear about the numbers of roaches she was dealing with, it's absolutely incredible. Developed a system that she then brought back to the States, right here to Tucson, Arizona. And it's a system you're currently using, and as the last caller just attested to, been in the home 16 years and hasn't seen a bug or termite. So can't beat that. I guess you even rescue baby raccoons. I didn't know that part about you.
It's the Best of 2015 show here at Rosie on the House, and now Rosie talks about one concept that comes up more than any other topic we cover.
We have seen an onslaught of requests for information and an onslaught of testimonies and an onslaught of challenges, all to this thing we talk about called super cooling.
Hard concept. I mean, it's simple, but it's hard to mentally grasp because it's so contradictory to every utility and energy-saving product message on the market.
Yeah, we're accused of not being very green because we promote this very thing. It's probably one of the greenest things you can do. And you can be exposed to all the advertising about how much money you're going to save with new windows, how much money you're going to save with new air conditioning, how much money you're going to save with new windows, how much money you're going to save with more insulation, this kind of insulation, change that kind of insulation. And I'll tell you, the great thing about this super cooling technique, it doesn't cost a dime. So when people call me and ask me, what can I do to reduce my energy bill in the middle of the summer, I start off with a very few basic things. Have you got all your windows shaded, either with trees, vegetation, or a good shade screen? Do you have ceiling fans that you can turn on inside the house in rooms that you occupy? Couple fairly inexpensive things to do. The next thing you can do is start super cooling your house by buying your power off peak. You may have to contact your utility company, but you get on a plan that allows you to use as much power as possible to get done all of your daily tasks, including cooling off the house, and you want to consume that power off peak. The plan I'm on, I buy on peak at 8 cents a kilowatt. Off peak.
And what are your on peak times?
Noon to 7.
Okay. So 7 hours during the day.
So from noon to 7, you don't want a bathroom fan on. You don't want anything on. And then 7 p.m. to 11:59 a.m., you want to gobble up as much energy as you can. That's when you turn your swimming pool on. That's when you turn your electric water heater on. That's when you do your electric cooking. That's when you do everything, including go to your thermostats and turn the air conditioning temperature down as low as you can stand it. I'm not talking 76 degrees. I'm not talking 74 degrees. I'm talking turn the temperature down to 72, 70, or 68, and let the air conditioner come on and run. And it will run long periods of time. It will filter your air, and it will be running at half price. While it's running, it'll be cooling all the clothes that are hanging in your closet. It'll be cooling all the carpet you have on the floor. It'll be cooling all the drywall that you have on the inside wall surfaces of your home. It will be cooling your favorite chair. It'll be cooling the couch. It'll be cooling your mattress. It'll be cooling your blankets, your pillows, and every single content in your house will be getting super cooled. And then high noon rolls around the next morning, and your air conditioner goes to sleep. On the bedroom side of my house, my air conditioner will not come back on, not once, until 7 o'clock the next night. Now, on my living side of the house, where I've got some western exposed glass in the kitchen and the living side where we're going in and out of all the time, it will kick in about 4, 4:30 and have to run one or two cycles between that time and 7 o'clock. I consume exactly the same amount of power as one of my rental properties. It's exactly the same. And they run a little business out of that rental property. And they don't have the, I don't have the control to tell them how to do it. For exactly the same amount of power, my bill is 30% less. I'm saving 30%, and I'm more comfortable. The air in my house is more filtered. It's cleaner, and I'm cooler. I'm actually cooler than they are, keeping their thermostats at 78 degrees all day long.
So it's not really that you're using less power. You're just using it at a cheaper time.
The best illustration I have is from my friend Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems. He says, Rosie, if the gas station on the corner says they're going to sell gasoline between noon and 7 for $8 a gallon, but at 7:01 all the way until noon the next day, they're going to sell exactly the same gas for 50 cents a gallon, when are you going to go fill up your gas tank? Duh. So that's
but the convenience is you don't have to wait in line at the gas station to fill this up. You're just adjusting your thermostat internally.
That's right. Now, we were challenged recently by someone that said it seems so counterintuitive for me to want the air conditioner to come on and run long periods of time at night. That's exactly what you want. You're dealing with a lower temperature differential between the outside air and the inside air. You want your compressor to come on and run a long time. What costs a lot of money is starting the air conditioner compressor. Starting the compressor is what costs a lot of money. You want to, when shopping for a new air conditioner, if your air conditioning contractor isn't recommending you go to a smaller unit, you have the wrong company at your house. We can take a ton of air conditioning almost every single house south of the Mogollon Rim with the newer high-efficiency units. They cost less to buy. They cost less to run. They do a better job of cooling your house and filtering your air. And they are infinitely more efficient. So, super cooling. We get challenged all the time. It can't work. I'm telling you, folks, it works.